all the guests who are here and welcome back everyone to the continuation of the Zman. So this is a more of a conglomeration of different shmuzim that I had heard. I take full achrayas for it, but the first one I heard from Rabbi Rausch, Milwaukee. I didn't hear it. I have some notes. So I can't be 100% sure. I'm putting it together. But the other shmuzim, some of the other shmuzim are the Rashiva shmuzim that I just randomly remembered and had to, like, really, in desperation, finding it at the last minute. That's why the Mar Makomos came in at the end. I had to put it on the Chofetz Chaim coffee chat and found one Mar Makom after everyone, Elder Beim here, struck out and couldn't find me the Mar Makom. So I hate to put my name on that, because my son told me that the only people that put their name, you know, write something on the chat are like real losers. So I try not to write anything. But Rabbi Nachman, I asked Rabbi Nachman, do you think it's okay to put this on the chat? He said, for Torah, you could do it. So you see my son, tell him. He's only on the chat to make sure I don't write anything. So when I get home, he's going to say, oh no, it's embarrassing. Okay. All right, so let's start. Okay, so this first one is the Medrash Rabba here on Parshas Truma. If it wasn't on Parshas Truma, I probably would have said this one last, but I'm not going to start with Rus. You know, I'm going to start with Truma. But a little bit we also use as a tzir for the other shmuzim. So let's just start with number one. One and two is just the marzu on that Medrash Rabba. But don't get scared off of the Mar Makomos. Basically one shmuz. So Dover Acher, Vayichuli Truma, there are like 20 pshatim, the words Vayichuli Truma. B'shama, B'sha Sh'amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Al-Iskei HaMishkan, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe about the Mishkan, Amar Lefan Ribono Shalom, Yicholim Heim Yisrael Lasoso? Klai Yisrael is going to make a Mishkan? And you, Ribono Shalom, are going to fit into the Mishkan? I remember the first time I was driving in North Miami Beach. Well, we were driving. I told my wife, I don't think we can move to North Miami Beach. I don't think I'm going to fit in any of the homes. When you drive by in a car, it just looks so small. Everything looks so small. So I don't think I'm going to fit in any of these. So there are a lot of different ways to learn this Medrash. The Marzu seems to be learning that way, as we'll see. So I'm just, you know, saying it over that way. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Kasha, like, Baruch Shalom is going to fit into a Mishkan. He doesn't fit the whole celestial heavens. Baruch Shalom can barely occupy, he needs more space. He's going to fit, you know, Shmai Bar is going to fit into the little Mishkan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Afilu, and what's that? And the Kasha was, Baruch Shalom Yicholim Heim Yisrael Asor, is Klai Yisrael in their entirety going to be able to make this happen? Going to be able to bring the Ribono Shalom into a mundane house? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu echad me Yisrael yachol asaso. Not only can Klai Yisrael do it, I don't even need the whole Klai Yisrael. What, 600,000 plus all the men and women and children, a few million? I only need one. Shenema me'eis kol isha sheyidvenu libo. If you look at the first pasuk, there's a natural stira. Anyone who's a Baal Dikduk would have asked this kasha, but the first pasuk in the parsha says, "Here we go." By Devashem Moshe Leimor, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael Yichuli Truma. And they should take from me. So they is Lashon Rabbim. And then it says, Me'eis kol ish, from each individual. So they and then he. What's shot first day and then he? So we look at the So if you look at the Marzu, says over that's what the Medrash was bothered by. First, the Pasuk says, V'gichu, pirish kulam yachad. Everyone together is going to help. And then it says, from each individual. What's going on? Moshe had a kasha on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in its entirety, are they going to be able to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into a Mishkan? Like Shlomo Melech said, and he quotes the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim. That's why I went to Divrei Yamim. The Pasuk right here, key number 3, Ki ha'umnam yeshev Elokim es ha'odam al aretz, hinei shemayim u'shmei hashem lo yechal kelucha, af ki ha'bayi zeh asher banisi. So the Rashi says, Loshon Tzmiya, Shlomo Melech had a kasha. V'chi efshir sheyamin adam. Is it possible that a human being is going to think sheyeshiv Elokim ala aretz, that Hashem is going to sit on land, on dry land? Ki shemayim u'shmei shemayim. The whole celestial heavens, he doesn't fit in, barely. Ella machmas chesed shkamalpul David avi. Only Hashem did a chesed simtsamta shkinaska. Hashem sort of constricted and made himself be able to fit, contort himself to be able to fit into a base of Migdash. And in this case, Moshe's bond by the same thing. So the first deher, I think it's kedai just to stop, is like, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Avi HaChachma, was the Navi Sheb Neviim, where he didn't know that Kadosh Baruch Hu can fit into Mishkan. He didn't think it's possible. It's like a trick that Moshe Rabbeinu never saw. What is the pshat? Teretz is, a human being is a human being, and Moshe Rabbeinu could not deher that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we can have the schusim to be able to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do that. Sure, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything he wants. But that we Klal Yisrael, can be able to create such a matzav that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be roy, we can make it roy, we can be zoche, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come into our dining room table? Is it shaykh to do such a thing? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't fathom it. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him, only need even one of them. Right? Can 3 million people do it? Yep. Only need one. Only one of them. One of them could make you do it. So just the hair that sometimes, even Moshe Rabbeinu could not the hair, that things that we feel, we have a natural resistance to think that we could be zocha to things. How can we zocha to it? People have to get overwhelmed with the slightest things. How's it going to work out? I can't figure out sheer. How am I going to feel? They say, keep flying, it's going to work. How's it possible to work? My head's rocked. How's it possible? I can't concentrate. Can't do it. That's what we think. I can't. Every time I try learning it, it doesn't go. So we want to give up. How is it possible? So here, Moshe Rabbeinu was like giving up before he started. Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Klal Yisrael, he could imagine, could make it happen. And the Kodesh Baruch had to tell him, calm down. One person, Asher Yidveno Libo, was doing something lishma with real nedivah slave could accomplish it. So the first thing we have to do is like we shouldn't be so overwhelmed that we're overwhelmed, because Moshe Rabbeinu got overwhelmed too. He also couldn't imagine. He needed to be, shaken into reality. Shlomo HaMelech had the same kasha, so to speak, but he spotted terror. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu midas achesed. I assume there are things that trigger that midas achesed, but that's what we're going to talk about. Okay, so that's number one. let's take a look at number 6. It's more in Tainus. It's not so hard to read. It's just some Aramaic words. You guys get so get confused with Aramaic words. I'm going to read it the Aramaic just to show off. Havas, because I did the Rashi already. Havas dvir Virta, there was this dever, okay, you know, dever shin barad. There was a dever. I know you translate dever, pestilence. I think that's, what is that, ants? What is pestilence?
Plague.
I know, what kind of plague? Huh? It's disease. Okay, disease, COVID, I don't know. Havadverta, there was a plague. Bishivuse the Rav, there was a plague, but Bishivuse the Rav, but in Rav's community, Lo Havas Dverta, there was no plague in his town. Savru mine mishum schuse de Rav the Nafish. They figured naturally if it didn't happen in Rav's town, because Rav was had a lot of schusim, so Rav was exempt from the plague. So Ischazilu Bechilma, they saw in a dream, Rav de Nefisha Schusa Tuva, Rav had so many schusim, Hamil Sazutrale Rav. This would have been nothing for Rav. He can't have been called Rav. For Rav, you know, this wasn't because of Rav. There was something much less. And I saw that some of the Farshim say, if it wouldn't be because of Rav, it would have been maybe, they knew it wasn't Rav. It wouldn't Rav, there would have been a Nez Goloi. That would have been obvious. I know the things would have been coming down from Shemayim. I know, there would be a helicopter flying by. We're not having anything happen here because of Rav. And there would be something, it wasn't because of Rav. And the dream they knew wasn't because of Rav. So what was it for? Why did they get saved? Elamishum, Hahu Gavra, there was this fellow, the shayel that he loaned, Mara a shovel, Vizvila, different type of shovel, different type of tool, Likvura. That this guy loaned out his shovel and his spade for people to do burials in that town. There was a guy who loaned out his shovel, and they did burials with it. So Malin, the Swiss, so that fellow, the Rashi says that it spared people from dying. Another story, Bidrokaris, in the town of Drokaris, Havas Dlitza, there was a fire. Ubishivus in Rav Huna, but in Rav Huna's neighborhood, Lo Havas Dlitza, there was not a fire. Sover mine b'schus ad Rav Huna de Nafish. They figured that Pashup Shabbos Rav Huna was so great, so that's why there was no fire in Rav Huna's town. I guess it was spreading, but didn't spread to Rav Huna. Ischazilu b'chilma, but they saw in a dream, Hai Zutrale Rav Huna. This would have been nothing for Rav Huna. I guess same story. I saw some of the Farshim, you know, I think the Ian Yaakov, I looked up, says there would have been a Nez Goli if it would have been Rav Huna. It wasn't because of Rav Huna. Why? So why were they saved from the fire? El Mishum Mahi Itza, there was this woman, the Mechalamas Tanura, she would heat up her oven, Umishayle L'Shivuse, and she would let her neighbors, on Erev Shabbos, she would let her neighbors cook and bake in her oven. We don't know the Ribbono Shel Olam how he makes the cheshbonos, but you know, it's obviously was a nes that the plague should have gone and the fire should have spread. And if you want to go talk about teva, if the fire should have spread, that means nature to some kind of a nes. Okay, we call it nister, but nes nister is the same shini at teva. And because of one person, they loaned their shovel. And one person, you know, gave their oven. We don't dare that one act could mamish make a whole city zocha to amazing, amazing things. Then if you look at number 7, I just, you know, I didn't go into the Medrash because it was right here in Truma, in the Kedushi Alev. He says, Hine Kosim Gilas Rus. I was too lazy to cut out the first two lines. Kosim Gilas Rus. Vayan Voaz Ramala. Hugad Hugad Li. Kol Asher Asi Se'el Chamoscha Chemosi Sheikh. Vatazvi Avich. V'meich ve'eretz mulad peich v'atelchi el am ashel yodat t'mol shulshem. They want to know, why was Rus zocha to be the aim HaMashiach? What did Rus do? So Rus responded, this is Rashi v'Shmuz, Rus responded that she, two things that she did. One, she took care of her mother-in-law. After her husband died, she took care of her mother-in-law. And the other thing is, she left her nation and her people and joined the Jewish people. So Reshiva asked, okay, take care of mother-in-law? I know a lot of people take care of their mother-in-law. No mother-in-law jokes right now. A lot of people take care of their mother-in-law. Like, she took care of, she was mefinish her mother-in-law. She had no job, but she took care of her. That was one thing. And the other thing, she left. She was a princess. She lived in the king's palace. You know, she gave up everything to be able to become a Yehudis. And that's, you're comparing the two, and that's why Yezocha to be the aim of Mashiach. So the teretz is a certain taras alev. She did it lishma. She did it with all her heart. And yeah, Ribbono Shalom rates that with the same level of chashivas as doing a colossal, colossal act. Gave up your whole family, her whole life, her wealth, her riches. She gave up everything, her identity. And she gave that up just to be able to join the Jewish people. And that she took care of her mother-in-law is rated in the same league. Rus, this is Rus testifying. And often we get down. We think we didn't accomplish anything. We could accomplish the same thing every morning by breakfast when you get a bowl for your chaver. You could theoretically accomplish it. It was done with a certain tiras halev. You loan somebody your pen. You could theoretically, but it has to be done with a certain tiras halev. I don't know the Baruch Shalom how he disperses the schusim. Just do some tiras halev. Don't come to me that you weren't zocha. I don't know. Maybe we were zocha. I don't know. But we do see these, mar makomos, that certain things, it's done with taras halev, but the clincher is number eight. This is what I was looking for, for a day and a half. I avoided till the last minute to put it on the chat. Okay, here we go. This is a medrash. If I had the time, I would have cut out the medrash, but this is where they showed me that it was quoted. So here's this medrash. Let's go. There was this medrash of if you look at the Bir Inyan, leave out the Aramaic because I don't have all the marmukum here. Bir Inyan, middle of number eight by the bracket. Kivan Shemes Rebbe, when Rebbe was nifter, Ratza Beno, so they had to appoint a new nasi. So Ratza Beno Limno says Rabbi Chanina Barosh. So his son wanted to appoint Rabbi Chanina. The Lo Kibbal of Rabbi Chanina said, no, I don't want to, I don't think it's not my place. There's someone who I think is better than me. And he deferred to, I believe, Rav Appas. And then there was another person, I forget the name. Another person said, okay, Rabbi Chanina, you want to defer to Rav Appas, you could. I'm just letting you know that next in line is me. So if you want to defer, don't think you're going to become the next Nasi. You're not going to be the next Nasi. I'm going to be the next Nasi. So Rav Chanina said, I'm an Ashkenazi, okay, I'll go third. And he outlived all of them. He lived like into his hundreds. And he was old, aged, and became the Nasi, after Rav Chanina, after Rav Appas, and after this second person who said that he gets second dibs, and then ultimately he took over. And they asked him, in what chus did you live such a long life? Now, would you be surprised if he put this down, that he could have been appointed to be the Rosh of Kol Klal Yisrael? I wouldn't be shocked to see that. And thinking through scanning his whole life, what chusam did he do? You give up that amount of kavod? That's pretty big. I'd be not shocked. But he put a second thing on the list, and he's not sure. He says, "V'zocha laharech shanas rabin," and he was zocha to live many years. Amar Rav Chanina, "Ina yadea," I'm not sure. "Bavur mazachisi laharech shanim rabin." Why was I zocha to live such a long life? You got to hear this. "In bavur adavra zeh," it's because of this that I deferred the nesias. "O bavur," or because "shepamachas," one time. Pamachas. These are the exact words of the Medrash. I remember the Rashi was saying the Shmuz, and I remember writing it down in my own notes. I just couldn't find my notes. I know what I did. I took it out and, you know, remember. I probably put it in some sefer somewhere. I thought I'd remember, but I didn't. So pamachas hayisi ola mitfer li tzipuri. One time I was on my way from Tveri to Tzipuri, vayisi ma'akam aderech, and I took a detour. Kedei lishol b'sholem Rab Shimon ben Chalafta. I went to go give Shalom Aleichem to Rab Shimon ben Chalafta. Be'ezes chus min ashnayim ha'ela in any yodea. One of these two chus, I don't know which one. One time, he was traveling from Tveria to Tzipori. I don't know Eretz Yisrael, but from Tveria to Tzipori. Doesn't sound like it's very far. And on his way, he took a detour to go visit Rab Shimon ben Chalafta. And how do you equate the two? So the Rashiva gave the hesber that when a person does a mitzvah with a certain taras alev, with a certain purity of heart, the Ribbono Shalom examines it. It makes no difference to Ribbono Shalom when it was the biggest item. You just freed thousands of Russian Jewry. You just accomplished so much. I don't know, you took the Kotel proclamation, you brought it to the Prime Minister, I don't know, and you saved all the terrible things that was going on at the Kotel, which is a major, major act. And you were the one that had freed Jonathan Pollard and major things. But there's one item that one time you went to visit somebody, Himavakachola, or someone who needed to be cheered up, and you went. And you went to make that visit, done with pure Taras Alev, was of the same ilk in him thinking why he lived. He was Zohar to live such a long life. To outlive three Nesiim is pretty, so wasn't that expected. So, and it's, the deck is stacked against us because it's very easy to get overwhelmed, and people do give up, especially in yeshiva. Yeshiva is the hardest place to stay positive, walk into. The nice one, this auditorium is much better because you're not lined with Sfarim. But sometimes when you go into Beis Medrash and every time you see the line of Sfarim and all the Shas and Shuvas and all the Shas and Shulchan Aruch and Rambam and Poskim, you hear people quoting them. How do they know it? They're not safe in front of them. You get overwhelmed and we think that, we start out, depressed. How we ever accomplish anything, we can accomplish tremendous amount. We have to realize we will. The Baruch Shalom will allow us to accomplish, but we have to not give up. We have to deher that we have tremendous chusim. And with chusim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, carries us through the most difficult of problems and of issues. We have to stick with it. And, people aren't going to find out about all the things, hopefully. That in itself will taint the mitzvah. But we should continue doing the right thing. Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the schusim that we need.